H-A-R-R-Y.
Harry.
H-A-I-R-Y.
Harry.
You're wrong.
Okay. They will find out.
And this is Stranger Still. Bane impression?
Yeah.
I hope this comes out on the microphone.
You were born in the shadows. I was born in them. Molded by them.
Bane.
Batman, I'm gonna get you.
No, you ain't.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Why are you repeating me, Batman?
I know you are, but what am I?
That's really mature.
So, Nick. There you go.
Hey, changing it up. We recently had an argument.
Mm-hmm.
On air.
Yeah.
About how to pronounce...
In air. There's air all around us. We're kind of in it.
About how to pronounce Harry and Harry. H-A-R-R-Y and H-A-I-R-Y.
Right.
We're not going to talk about that anymore today, except I went home and I realized, how do you say B-A-R-R-Y?
Barry.
And B-E-R-R-Y.
Barry.
No, it's Barry.
Both of them?
Yes.
Cool. Just because you're Midwest Nick doesn't mean that you have an excuse to skip words and pronounce them any way you'd
so,
like.
So, what about M-A-R-Y?
Hey, I like your haircut, Harry.
M-A-R-Y.
M-A-R-Y? Mary.
And M-A-R-R-Y.
Mary.
You are weird.
Okay.
How about C-O-T?
Caught.
C-A-U-G-H-T.
Caught.
They're both caught.
No! I'm really upset. Are you being a real human
being? Yes, cot. You sleep in a cot and you caught a mouse.
No, you didn't.
This is where our friendship ends. We made it through Mario Kart together. We've made it through trials and tribulations, and this is the thing that ends our friendship.
I'm really upset with you.
So back in history times, they used to use accents to... there was a group of people, if they couldn't pronounce a word right, they would know that they weren't from the area that they were, and they'd kill them.
Yeah, well, what do you think we're doing right here, huh?
You gonna kill me after this is done?
Well, I'll tell you what size are you wearing concrete boots? I'm just, you know, just to know. It's just a good thing to know.
It's
friend of friend.
A 10 in Converse, 9 regularly.
Yeah, quickcrete?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is getting heated. let's simmer down, both of us.
Yeah, I think we both caught the bog.
The bog? B-O-G?
Yeah, B-O-G, B-U-G, bog. It's all both bog.
That's my rapper name, is Notorious B-O-G.
Weird. It's weird. It's a weird name. You rapper at Swamps?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, John, where do different accents come from? That's what we're going to explore today. So tell me, where do accents come from?
Whew. Well, okay, Nick.
And we're talking about the United States.
In the United States, where do accents come from?
Right.
Okay, so everybody knows that when you come into the United States of the USA,
yep.
The United States of the United States of America,
right?
You come in through
Ellis Island,
mm-hmm. which is in
New York.
That's right, New York City.
Okay,
everybody used to talk like this.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the right way to talk.
Okay,
this is how I talked when I was from New York. I'll get my coffee and my bagels, and I'll talk like a real human.
Okay,
but now everybody thinks. They can talk however they want! And cut mean the same thing!
You're scaring me.
Makes me mad!
Joe Pesci, thank you for your time today and joining us on our podcast.
Let me tell you what. So here's what happened. Let me calm down. Let me take it from a 10 to a 9. So, from New York, people said, hey, you know what? There's not enough room over here.
Right.
There's not enough pizza joints in the whole city for us to work at.
We gotta
grow west and we gotta grow some corn.
Yeah. Put them on our pizza.
So they lost their way. You eat corn on your pizza?
No, but people in England do.
Oh.
Isn't that disgusting?
I'm not here to judge.
I am.
I'm not here to judge pieces.
Then why do you judge the way I say caught?
Because you're wrong, sir. So anyway, we moved out west, and we lost our sense of community. tradition, New Yorkness, and all of a sudden, folks started talking like...
I'm going to close my eyes.
Picture this.
Uh-huh.
You got a big bowl of spaghetti fazool in front of you.
Yep, my eyes are closed.
You're enjoying your spaghetti fazool.
Yep.
With your chicken parm and your antipasto.
Right.
Your galamad and your encini de pepe soup.
I understood one of those words.
And you say, you know what? I'm going to be a farmer. I'm going to go out west.
Okay.
I'm going to grow some corns and some soybeans.
Yeah.
And as you go, you lose your culture. You lose your way.
Yeah.
You forget about pizza and filet mignon.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden,
you're in the cornfields. And you start talking like Cletus, the Midwest farmer man.
Daddy?
What's up, y'all?
Is that you, Daddy?
Hey, Nicholas. It's your pop-ups.
Let me open my eyes. Oh, it's just you, John. That sounded like my dad because I'm from Iowa.
This is how Iowans talk.
I don't think that's true.
Y'all like NASCAR and corn?
I hate NASCAR. I love corn.
You like them corn races? Break out them wheelbarrows. It's time for the corn races.
Thank you, Cletus, for joining us on our podcast. Can you please go back home? You smell like pig.
Well, that ain't nice. That's mighty rude of you, sir.
I never said it was mean. Hey, I'm just saying that's
the
truth.
I'll tell you what. I'd appreciate if you shut your ding finger-licking lips.
Finger-licking lips.
I know y'all been diving into my deep-fried chicken. That's what we make out here. We got some livestock, got some corn. Everything grows from Miracle-Gro. It's a miracle. This is America.
I'm just letting this go on. I don't make fun of the way you talk, mister.
I'm going to leave now.
All right. Thank you, Cletus, for your time.
No, thank you.
No, nope. You're gone. Cletus is gone. Thank you. Hi, John. Welcome back. You missed Cletus. He came in here and was very offensive to Midwesterners.
Oh.
And now we're back down to two listeners, you and me. So every country has their own accents within their own language, right? We're going to focus on the U.S. for today because that's what we know best.
Uh-huh.
We've both been around the United States. That's our frame of reference. Mm-hmm. But, John.
Yeah.
Did you know that goats baa in different accents?
In the United States?
Depending on where they grew up?
No.
Yeah. Isn't that wicked?
Are you from Boston now?
That wicked awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Can you give me, go on. I'm so intrigued.
There's, I'm just making this up from whole cloth, but ba and ba and
yeah, Boston. Bull. Yep, California.
And boar.
Yeah, Nebraska.
And ble.
Florida. Tallahassee, though.
So a lot of this is coming from an article on IO9. There's they also spoke about how Gibbon, the bird, will sing different songs.
Was
depending.
That his name, or is that type of bird?
You're thinking of Ben Gibbard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gibbon is a bird.
Okay. What's that?
They would sing different songs depending on where they grew up, like an accent, but it was just what they would sing.
Yeah.
And there's also pigeon accents, which I have no idea what that means.
So it extends beyond humans.
But it does extend beyond humans. I don't know why.
And human women's. Let's not.
And we, right.
And human persons.
I don't think it's any breaking news. And stop me if it is, if I'm cracking some nut here, but some languages don't have certain sounds. Like in Japanese, they don't have an L sound like we know it. They have an R sound that's kind of similar, but they don't have a distinct L sound. They also don't have V sounds. They use Bs instead of Vs. There's some th sounds in the Spanish language that we don't have over here, like the nya, piñata.
Piña.
Yeah, like we don't have that. In America,
right?
In traditional English,
yeah. When I was a kid, my mom used to have to go to Mexico to buy a piñata.
Yeah,
we didn't have them here.
Wow, I didn't know they were that recent.
Yeah, this piñatas? Is piñatas. Yeah,
was that a New York thing? Because I've had like Spider-Man piñatas since I was a kid, or a Pikachu piñata.
All imported. You just said yourself we didn't have them here, except in New York they're filled with pizza.
That really sounds awesome. Can we do
messy.
That?
Very, very messy.
I need to experience a New York birthday.
Yeah, it's pretty good, except if you pick all the grass out of the cheese.
Yeah. So when a Japanese person for example, is learning English, it's extremely hard for them to learn to say our L sound. Because their R sound, they flick their tongue off the area behind their teeth, like right here, where the V comes down.
Yeah, good audio.
Yeah, I'm going to show my finger in my mouth. Uh-huh.
Yep. He put his finger in his mouth.
Well, that was... I'm a method actor. I'm a method actor, so yeah. I had to put my...
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's also hard for them to hear a distinction between L and R sound, just because those are incredibly similar in their language. Now, this is because when you're a baby, you can make any sound. Do you remember when you were a baby?
Yeah.
Do you remember making any sound?
Yeah.
Yeah. I closed my eyes for a second there, and I thought I was at home with my baby, and you were going to spit up on me.
Nicholas, it's your baby Rory. I can make any sound.
All right, thank you, Rory.
I love you, Dad.
Rory, thank you for stopping in for your time today. I hope you listen to this when you're older, and you immediately hate John. So, what was I saying? When we're a baby, we can make any sound. The mouth is our oyster. At some point, it becomes so ingrained in our development that we lose the ability to make certain sounds that we just don't know anymore.
Is it because of, we haven't trained our muscles to work that way?
I believe so, yeah. The article that I read didn't give any specifics, but they talked about a study where they took six-month-olds and one-year-olds, and six-month-olds could still make those sounds, but once they hit 1 year, those sounds, the ability to make those new sounds are gone.
Now, is it the ability or the will?
Well, I don't know if you know babies, but one-year-olds are very lazy. Six-month-olds, jet-setters. They're go-getters.
You met a one-year-old with a job?
Yes. He worked for the government.
Well?
Ayo! Political jokes. So when it comes to accents within a singular language, it's a no-brainer that it comes down to where you grew up and who you grew up with. Which reminds me, I had a friend in middle school. His dad was from New Zealand, and his mom was from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Oh, thanks. No, that's good.
No.
That's good stuff.
His mom was from Brooklyn.
Sure. Yeah, Brooklyn. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's just where I came from. That's fine. Just insult my culture.
You're welcome.
Want some bagels? Coffee?
Applesauce.
Let me head to Brooklyn. Get them for you real quick.
I hate you. So his dad was from New Zealand. His mom was from Brooklyn. Yet he sounded, and I am cautious to say this at this point, he sounded like a normal Iowan boy. Don't open your mouth.
I'm not going to say anything.
Really?
Why would I talk? What do you mean?
I was afraid that Cletus was going to burst in the door and say,
"Hey, everybody, it's Cletus. How y'all doing?"
Okay. Yep.
I'm a normal Iowan boy.
All right, Cletus, you want to finish off this podcast with me?
Yeah.
Well, just you. I'm sure that people love this audio experience.
Let's y'all do it. Together, y'all. Me and y'all.
Okay. Anyway, it's more about the region that you grew up in rather than who you grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. is a really weird place with accents. There are so many accents that I went on Wikipedia and they had a page for all of the original English accents, so like the UK, Ireland, Australia, like all those. And then there was a section where it gave a brief breakdown of United States accents. And there's a link you could click on that would take you to a page where it had all of the US accents, had a list of 14. And each of those had linked to their own page to give the history of these accents.
Dang.
America is disgusting.
Yeah.
In a good way, with accents.
Yeah, filthy with accents.
So I was also reading an article on Mental Floss about when Americans lost their British accents. When do you think they did?
When they lost their British accents?
Yeah, yeah.
They're on the boat.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, "I'm going to drink this chip of tea. Let's drink this tea." And then they got off the ship and onto the shores of Ellis Island.
Yeah.
And said, "Oh, look, it's a bagel shop. Let's get some coffee and bagels."
The real answer is that we don't know when they lost their accent. But the long answer,
speak for yourself,
is, as far as I've gathered, is that America never really had a British accent. This is a pretty common misconception that I'm very excited to share with you today because I just learned it. So the biggest difference between the traditional U.S. accent and the traditional U.K. accent is that we
don't use the letter U when it's useless in the word color.
Well, that. But when it comes to R's, we use hard R's. If you ever listen to a British person do an American accent, they're like, I really like colors. This hamburger is delicious. But whereas England and in the UK, they barely recognize that the letter R exists. I love you, England. So like they say HOD or NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Or
Hambaga.
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 You turned into Steve Martin from Pink Panther.
A cheese hambaga. hambaga, hambaga.
So believe it or not, this is a really cool misconception that I'm really excited to share, is that England used to use their R's like we do today. Can you believe it? Because that's how it's written out. So I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever wondered why, if England is the original English place, why they would spell their letters with R's and then not use them?
Kind of like placeholders.
Right. But the real answer is that they used to use the R's. They used to care about the R's and nourish them and takes a village, that whole thing.
Yeah.
But
then the people that, you know, they decided to abandon them and pirates picked them up and used them for their own.
Arr!
That's where pirates come from.
That's pretty good. But in about the year, around the 1800s, royalty and the upper class started dropping off their R's. So
oilties,
psh, unless it's at the beginning of a word.
Oh, well,
epiclias. But this is fairly recent. This is like 200 years ago that they started dropping off these R's. And remember what I said in the nickname podcast, of the nickname episode? What happens with royalty
is contagious.
It is contagious. So it started being used by they had pronunciation teachers back then for people that wanted to speak, quote, fashionably.
Yeah.
So they started teaching where you spoke without those R's. And it became, what do they refer to it as? Easily understood. So it just spread like wildfire across England, which is nuts.
Sure. No, that makes sense. Anybody want a hamburger?
What did you just say?
What? Hamburger. Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Oh,
you mean a beef patty. I will get that for you right away.
Right away.
Right away. Anyway. So that spread in England like wildfire.
Wildfire.
Like wildfire. But settlers had already been in the U.S. for like 200 years at that point. About 300 years or so. So they already kind of had their own thing going on. So we came over here using our R's, which a lot of people don't think happened. But there's a lot of transportation in port cities where the upper class would go to England and come back, and they started to pick that up from England. So they'd bring it back to the United States.
Oof.
So it started to catch on a little bit in port cities in the United States around that time. But as you know, we're not speaking with British accents right now, are we?
Well, yes, we are. Because the British accent
is
the American accent.
Oh my God, you just blew my mind. I didn't even think of that. But no, we're not speaking like modern English folk because it never caught on. Part of that's because America had its own thing going on at the time. But the other part of it, and this is from another article, and this was from an article on Penn State, where there was a professor talking about accents. Around the turn of the 19th century, there was a lot of immigration coming into the United States through Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
There's different cultures like Ireland, Germany. Those are big ones, especially in the northeastern area. Welsh, Italians, French, all that kind of stuff. Like the French went south. Canada owned a lot of like Louisiana. That's mm-hmm. where we get Mardi Gras and that sort of thing until it was purchased in the Louisiana Purchase. A lot of Italians and Irish stayed up in the Northeast area.
That's right.
Right, and that's where we get that accent. Germans were there too, but a lot of the Dutch moved out west into the Midwestern area. See that twinkle in your eye? Nope. I see it in your eyes.
I just... Okay, bye.
So they were all spread out. And I don't know if you know this, but back then they didn't have like the internet.
In the 1800s?
Yeah. They didn't have cars. They certainly didn't have planes.
Did they have trains or automobiles?
It's a good movie.
I watched it on Christmas.
Do you? It's a good Christmas movie.
It is.
Man, I miss John Candy.
He was delicious to watch.
But a lot of this, there was a lot of isolation because of this. There was no internet. There's a lot of isolation because of this.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
What?
You're right.
What?
There's a lot of isolation because there's no internet, which is why people on the internet are starting to develop their own internet terms and slangs throughout the world.
Holy crap. Wow. Because, you just blew my mind.
Because now there's a connection to it. So people start saying, like, I don't know, cats.
Yeah.
You know? What do people say on the internet?
Woot, leet.
Yeah.
Epic.
Right. All over the world.
Steely Dan.
It's a subculture of developing.
A student has become the master.
There you go.
You're jumping ahead, though. So this isolation was created from a lack of transportation, mainly. So as these groups would spread out, they'd isolate themselves. So there'd be a lot of like Irish and German over here. There'd be some French and Dutch over here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also this standard American accent that had been established for those 300 years. And as those different cultures are around you as you're a baby, you start to learn to make those sounds.
So the standard American accent was really the standard British accent.
Originally,
which developed into its own thing. And then as people immigrated into the country,
mm-hmm.
it started to diversify.
It did. It started to diversify. So imagine that you're a baby mm-hmm. in New York in the year 1800. You have Italians over here talking like this, and you've got Irish over
here.
Hey,
mama, give me my bottle. Let me get some of that sweet
water.
Formula.
Give me that water.
We don't say water weird.
Who says water weird?
Why do you say water? I didn't drink water when I was a baby. I drank some formula. Gotta get them nutrients.
Goo goo gaga.
Hey, goo goo gaga. Hey, mama.
But then you've got, on the other side of you as a baby, you've got Irish people.
Hey, mama, I'm from Ireland.
That's the same accent.
This is my Irish. This is me.
Holy tidy, I'm Irish. Oh, they're after me like a charms. But I'm Irish.
You can't say that. People don't know that.
Well, now they do. So you got these two cultures on the side of you making all these sounds from their motherland, and you start as a baby, you develop the ability to make those sounds, and it sticks with you and becomes ingrained. So you are just this weird combination of Italian and Dutch and American that makes you talk like you, John.
Brings a tear to my heart. I think I'm bleeding in my heart. I should probably get some medical attention.
Get that checked out. You know, the left side of your face is drooping. I didn't want to say anything.
Look.
Oh, God.
Want me to wipe that slobber?
Oh, God.
I'm okay.
You're okay?
Just, I got a little emotional.
So eventually, that weird sound that you're making as a baby, John, is just the sound of a generation at first, and then it just becomes the sound of that area.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
That's accents.
So basically, with the lack of communication between countries allowed countries to develop their own accents.
Uh-huh.
When they moved from Britain to America,
uh-huh.
they had their own subculture where they developed an accent. Later, when they developed their own accent, they were separate. Other countries moved to the Americas. Other countries had different accents already
uh-huh.
that combined with the accents we had.
Uh-huh.
And then America,
the great melting pot.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, great.
Yeah, no, oh. I was listening to y'all.
Yeah?
And I think I just
I wanted, thought we shut the door and locked it.
Yeah, I think
it.
I just want... Yeah, you did. Called screwdriver. So I think what you're trying to find out over here, if I can just butt in real quick. Mind my language, please. Everybody
but?
Can... Can you please watch your language, though?
Oh, you don't want me to say
that.
Can
you please watch your language, though?
Okay, you don't want...
I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay.
I'd appreciate it.
Yep. I'm with you. Cletus, please enlighten us on...
Everybody move to America, okay?
That is true.
Because that's where the rich as soil was.
That's, well.
So once everybody got here, started planting their crops.
Corn.
Once everybody moved here, started planting their crops. First thing we did was we established a way to speak. And it was the right way.
Like that? I'll like you're speaking now? Like you and me are speaking because we are speaking identically right now as Iowa folk.
This is how Iowa folk sound.
Yeah.
There's no difference between us, y'all.
Yep, we sound exactly the same.
Y'all, me, and you sound like two peas in a pea pod.
You all and me, you. Two peas in a pod.
So once people moved here, they developed their own accents real quick like. After that happened,
yep.
You got America.
The great melting pot.
The greatest pot in all of the melting world.
I thought you were from Iowa, not Colorado.
Gotta go.
Thank you, Cletus. Thank you, Cletus. It's always a pleasure. John, you missed Cletus again. He was here, and then he left after saying more mean things about Iowans. Can I say some mean things about New York now?
Yeah.
You smell like pizza.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my heart. Oh,
is it bleeding again?
Oh, I can't
handle
it.
Let me just patch that up.
Oh, I got some pizza sauce in my veins. It's bleeding.
I'm bleeding marinara.
Oh, I can't handle these disses. Oh, you're so creative, Nicholas.
I know. Us Iowa folk are just the best.
You got all kinds of disses. You got anything else?
I got nothing else. Thanks for joining this interesting episode. I hope you enjoyed our guest speaker, Cletus.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us. I hope that you enjoyed our very non-offensive and inclusive, accurate guest speaker, Cletus.
They're all Hugh people. Hugh persons, Hugh mans, Hugh womans.
Yeah, I love Cletus. Follow us on Twitter at StrangerStill. You can find us on Facebook and join our group. Our website is StrangerStillShow.com, where you can go listen to our episodes. You can ask us questions that you want answered on here.
And that's about it. I'm still John.
I'm still Nick. This is Stranger Still.